This is the TimeFix podcast, the podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by the TimeFix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Rácz-Prosser and
Pooja Kilka,
your hosts today.
Hi, Ildi.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. We haven't recorded in a while, but we are so happy that we are doing it finally.
Yeah, well, we as you probably guessed, we are productivity specialists, so we do sometimes record a couple of these episodes one after the other just because it makes more sense and it's quicker and faster and better. Yeah. But today we were thinking Easter is coming.
Absolutely. Is it? It's just around the corner.
I mean, whether you celebrate it or not, it still means that you will have a bit of downtime, you will have a bit of family time, you will have a bit of this and that and everything. And it actually prompted thought. And Pooja, tell me, does time pass the same way to everyone?
I don't believe so.
And, I knew you were going to say that.
I know, right? It does not really pass the same for everyone. I certainly know that there are different times that you might think that it's passing really slowly. There are other times that you think it's really gone by very quickly. One of those examples is when you see your children all grow up, you would think, where did all the time go? That's when you think that it's passed really quickly because you've been involved so heavily in that journey that you haven't been able to possibly live every moment. And, you know, it kind of feels like, how did they land up being adults?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So
I do ask myself almost every day, sometimes in a good way and other times in a bit of an annoyed way.
Yes.
But it's a constant question. But hey, I mean, we do have to agree though that as much as it does feel like sometimes it passes differently, we still measure it the same way.
Absolutely. We'd still measure it the same way. Everybody around the globe will measure it in the times and seconds and hours and days and months in the same way. Some cultures might have two calendars that they have to contend with. Like I know in my culture, we've got the lunar calendar and the solar calendar to contend with. So, but having said that,
about our atomic calendar that we
and the atomic calendar as well. So what I'm trying to say is that yes, while we might be contending with that kind of measurement as well, the official calendar is usually the same and standardized around the world.
But here's the thing, I mean, if we just talk about time itself,
yes,
I think everything evolved so quickly over the past
very quickly.
50 to 100 years.
Yeah.
And suddenly we are measuring time in a whole different manner than what we used to before.
Yeah.
If you think about our grandparents, it's our age. We don't like talking about that. if you start to think about it, when we were kids, we grew up with pretty much what I call the sun o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the idea was, I remember being told, make sure you are home before sundown. Well, it worked very well where I lived in the tropical world because sundown was usually around the same time every day. But if you live elsewhere in the world, what is sundown? Sometimes in summer here in Melbourne, the sundown isn't after 9 o'clock at night. So
it was
honestly
still sundown.
It was still sundown, but it's not the time that is expected.
Oh, my favorite one was when my mom used to say, be home for dinner.
Yeah.
And when is exactly that?
Exactly.
But the reality is that we never had watches. We never had, as children.
Yeah.
And if you think, we learned to tell official time pretty much at school, which probably is very similar right now. But when you think about the devices that surround us today and the way that we actually measure time today, I mean, everyone has a phone.
Yes.
And that kind of tells you the exact time, the one and only and exact. While before, with wristwatches and other mechanisms and so on, you would always have this, plus minus 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, because they needed to be wound. So if you forgot to wind it one day, you're probably running 5 minutes late because your watch is not on time. So these things would happen because the digitalization of time also came very later on.
And the reality is that the moment that we really started to look closely at time and how does it pass and so on was the Industrial Revolution.
Absolutely.
So with the shifts and having to be on time and to maximize the time that you spend in production, changed the way that we think about time nowadays.
Yeah.
And then let's not forget when it comes to measuring time that back then it was still a mechanical way of looking at time, and then it was adjusted based on the universe that surrounds us.
Exactly.
The way that we measure time today is vastly different. We have atomic clocks.
Yeah.
We it has nothing to do with how the sun goes around or how the earth revolves and so on. So we just stepped away from we disconnected time in a way from the universe, if it makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely. And it's become this another component that we have to track and measure and keep an account of. And in the process, sometimes I find that it becomes almost a need to keep checking throughout the day as to what time it is, what are we doing at that moment.
That's so funny. You just said a very interesting key thing there. You said we have to keep track of.
Yes.
And it's have to. That really got to me because I think from the perspective of living a human life, not much has changed.
No.
We just put another layer of pressure on ourselves, right?
Absolutely. That's another layer of pressure because if that's where all the pressure of being productive as well comes from, but that's a conversation for another time. But because we have to keep tracking our activity every minute, every hour, and we are constantly quite aware of how the time is passing in the day, it becomes another layer that we are looking after as human beings.
That's, I was just thinking, if you really want to standardize time and say, oh, it's passing the same way to everyone, well, the reality is that if you measure time at the top of the mountain and if you measure the time at the sea level, what you will find is that it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Officially, it's going to be different.
It is going to be different.
Because it does pass differently at the top of the mountain or down here. And well, do you want to talk about time travel? It's possible.
It is possible.
We know it's possible.
It is possible.
You just have to go up space and there's a whole madness around how time passes slower and slower as you speed up. So
absolutely.
There's a lot we can talk about. Let's not go down that path. Because, well, I had an interesting conversation yesterday with Foxter on sci-fi, so that's a whole different conversation on its own. But what I was wondering, we do say that time passes differently to all of us. Why?
Mainly because the relationship with time for every human being is different. Also because according to neuroscience, there's not one space in brain that relates to time, right? Doesn't matter when you're talking about time or looking at time, not one area of brain lights up, which means that it is spread over the entire brain, the concept of time, which means everything that you have learned growing up will influence your perception of time. And that would include the culture that you have come from, what you've read about time, what you've been told about time growing up, what have you heard from your teachers, how does your language deal with time, which part of the world you come from, not just your culture, but where have you lived and grown up? Because like for me, I have grown up in a tropical environment, which means for me, generally, sundown, like I said, is at a specific time. It's never fluctuating too much, whereas if you go into colder climates during winters, sundown is at 4 p.m. sometimes, if not earlier.
It depends on where you come from.
Exactly. But in colder climates, it will be earlier. And in summers, it will be much later than it normally should be. So these differences make a big difference on how you would relate to time. And that's why we say that time does not pass the same for everybody. Because subconsciously, you are going to translate your experiences around how you deal with time into your current environment. And you don't know that, but it does happen.
That's true. I also find it fascinating that when it comes to being on time and using all these time-related language constructs that we kind of throw at everyone, you know, you have to be punctual, or if you're a bit late, then sometimes you are labeled as being disrespectful. Or
yeah.
Just thinking about all these other aspects that are related closely to this construct that we have around time nowadays. But what I find fascinating is that I do believe that behavior and behavioral patterns actually affect the way that you perceive time.
Absolutely.
And the way that you build your relationship with your time. So when it comes to that, we know that our time benders usually have a very special relationship with time.
They do.
And we call them time benders because they do stretch time.
They do. They're time optimists.
Yeah,
as
that's
I like
true.
To say, they're time optimists. They just think that they can fit in multiple activities within the hour that they have set themselves in. But it does not work that way. Time will pass and there's only so much you can do within that hour. So
I suppose that's really interesting. We had a couple of conversations not that long ago with some people who were more on the time treasurer side, and they were like, oh, but this and such is so disrespectful. They are never on time. They are always late and so on. And then we had the other end where the time bender came up and said to us, oh, I'm always late and I know that I'm late. I'm aware that I'm late, but I can't do anything about it.
It just happens to them.
It just happens to me.
Yeah.
So I do wonder why and how and what's behind it. And it's a funny thing because we read this study not that long ago about trying to prove a point on the fact that time does pass differently to different people. And virtually what they did, they took two control groups. One was always on time and the other one was always late. And they asked both groups to start pushing a buzzer the moment that they thought a minute has passed. And what's fascinating about this is that the people who were always on time started to push the buzzer well before the minute, like around 55 seconds or something like that. And it's quite interesting because time is, I don't know, genetically built in them.
Yeah.
They have an atomic clock or something like that.
Yeah.
While it was quite interesting that the people who were time benders and were always late, they started to push the buzzer not at 62, 63 seconds, but well over 70. I think it was 77 seconds or something like that when they started to push the buzzer. Thinking that the minute has passed. And that's quite fascinating.
Yeah.
Because that's almost another third of a minute gone before they realize that a minute has passed.
So time does pass differently for people.
I absolutely do believe that.
And before you, and that's why we say before you judge someone, and
just stop and think.
Just stop and think whether they are doing it on purpose or it's just one of those things that they really don't realize that time has passed.
But I also read another really cool article the other day, and it was looking at age, human beings and age groups and how does time pass and how come a five-year-old always feels like there's so much time, you know, before you come back, or 20 minutes is eternity.
Yeah.
And I do believe that the other thing that we never consider and we don't think about it is that when you think about time itself, your reference point is your human life.
Yep.
I don't know how many years. If you're a 5-year-old, then it's 5 years. If it's a 10-year-old, then it's 10 years. So your whole experience is literally your existing life. Just because someone says to you that you're going to turn 80 down the track, that doesn't mean that you understand and fully comprehend what does that mean. So this article was talking about the fact that a 5-year-old, when you say that you will be there in an hour, to them that hour in relation to their life experience is so much more than it would be for you and I.
Yeah.
When we had 8 times more,
yeah,
you know, of life yeah, experience than them. So to us, the same time passes at least 5 times faster than it does to them.
Yeah.
Because we always relate everything to
our past experiences.
And our past experiences especially. So it's quite fascinating when you start thinking about, and you start saying, but it's just 20 minutes or it's just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So when you think about your children over this long weekend and you have a bit of time and you want to relax and you want to sit and you say, it's only 20 minutes. Just consider that for your children, it's not 20 minutes.
It's more than that.
It's actually at least 3, 4, 5 times more than it is for you. So the 20 minutes that you perceive as 20 minutes, to them, it feels like an hour or two, depending on what the age gap is. And I think that only accentuates as we grow older.
Yeah.
And it really affects the way that you think about the things that you do. And I'm not sure when, and I suppose everyone's experience will be different on this, but I reckon there will come a time, a moment in time when this will flip and suddenly we're not going to think and we're not going to refer things to what's behind us, but we're going to start to refer things to how much time
things
we have left.
Things to come. Exactly.
And suddenly saying that I'll go on a holiday next year may not be
an option.
Really an option.
Yeah.
So you have to think about the limitations of our human life. And I think that's fascinating. And it really wonders. I wonder when is that moment coming? When do you flip? What does influence that flip?
Yeah.
And I reckon that does change the way that you are productive. And it does change the way that you think about getting things done.
Yeah.
It changes the way that you prioritize. It changes a lot of things.
Yeah.
So what I mean is that Matthew Michalowicz, in his Life in Half a Second, he actually prompts you to download an app that tracks how much time you have left. Obviously, assuming that, you know, you relate it to a human life. But it's quite fascinating because time is, instead of growing, it just shrinks.
Yeah.
Now that's a whole different
ball game.
But I reckon as time goes by, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. And I think the sooner we can own it, I suppose, the better quality our life could be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So during these holidays, we would strongly urge all of you to sit back and think. And I guarantee that the holidays will not be enough. If you are having fun or if you've gone away, it will pass really quickly. It will feel like you haven't had enough time.
Just be present.
Enjoy every moment of it and take in the best that it has to offer you. Because that's all you can do in that moment. And it, no matter what you do, the time will pass. But what you make of it is the most important thing to remember.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those special events like birthdays and holidays like Easter, where families come together and spend precious time together, are important. And you know, you have to be really mindful and aware of it. And I think it is a time to realize that time does not pass the same to all of us.
Absolutely, it does not.
It doesn't. Absolutely. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this little intermezzo on time passing. And if you have some thoughts around how you feel about your time, how do you feel, what your relationship is with your time, we would absolutely love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Right?
You can reach us on a lot of our platforms. We've got on Instagram, Facebook, our website.
LinkedIn.
You can find us on all of these platforms. So please reach out and interact with us. We absolutely love it. Or you can leave your comments on the podcast as well. We would love to see them as well.
So I think that's all we can fit in today. And let's see what the next one brings. And happy Easter, everyone, if you are celebrating it. And if not, we hope you have a lovely break and just enjoy a little bit of downtime with your family and have a bit of fun. This is all we had time for today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time.
See you next time.